For 5 years, Wisconsin seniors have been able to get medicine at reduced prices through senior care. Then came the federal government's version, Medicare Part D. Ever since, the state's been trying to convince Uncle Sam that two programs are better than one. Governor Jim Doyle told a congressional hearing in Washington, D.C., that senior care is one of the state's most popular government programs.
In fact, when the federal government started offering its own coverage through Medicare, senior care's enrollment didn't go down, it went up.
A review by AARP Wisconsin shows senior care is cheaper to operate and less expensive to use than the federal government's drug benefit. But federal officials appeared unswayed, pointing out Medicare's prescription plans have gone down in price since the study was done. Leslie Norwalk is acting director at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
It's not so much we want senior care to go away. We want senior care to be transformed into a different sort of program than it is, still with the state's help so that beneficiaries in Wisconsin are no worse off.
The Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups is doubtful seniors would be better off under the federal prescription plan. The group's director is Tom Frazier. He says those unable to pay may find it difficult to get financial assistance. That's because more than two-thirds of Wisconsin applications seeking a price break under Medicare Part D are denied. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.